All right, what up, what up? It's your man Sam, host of Just Talk With Sam podcast. Just Talk With Sam podcast. Man, we got a great one for you guys today. My girl, Stephanie Williams of the Mocha Minute podcast. She will be calling into the podcast, and we'll have a little friendly discourse about the whole Aziz Ansari situation, mainly because, you know, I said some jokes, and I still stand by those jokes, but at the same token, I realize, Maybe I don't know a lot of stuff. And Stephanie is cool, is a great podcaster in her own right. Please check her out of the Mocha Minutes podcast. But she woke, but she could take a joke. And that's important because I think 90% of everything we do here has a bit of comedy in it. At least we strive to. You guys may differ, but either way, we're going to have a great conversation. But first, I want to say, we got to pay some bills around here. First things first, I want to say thanks to all the people who has visited our home zero. It's ground zero. Our home for the Just Talk With Sam podcast is samshownation.com. If you go to samshownation.com, you can check out everything that you need to check out regarding the Just Talk With Sam podcast. And if you're on the homepage, yeah, right there on that homepage, their homepage is current promotion space. There's a donate button. We've always been a crowdsourced podcast. You guys can give whatever you need to the podcast. Hit that donate button. We promise that we put every dollar into that podcast. For over 400 episodes, we have done that. We do right by the people, but we do what it is. So give whatever makes you feel like a good person. Also, maybe you want a little bang for your buck. You want a little rock to wear. You want to do all of that stuff. You can always go to samshownation.com. You can hit that store link. By hitting the store link, we got everything that you would need there. All your Just Talk With Sam goodies. We have hats, shirts, stickers, some more stuff coming in the meanwhile. Whatever that you need to wear, show the love that you have for this podcast as you go through your daily life. We got that right there at samshownation.com. Hit that store link. And quite honestly, it is like the fourth best way to help out this podcast. Speaking of podcasts, you can always go to samshownation.com and hit that podcast link. You can catch up on over 400 hours of this podcast and check it all out right there. Or however you listen to your podcast, we're currently on Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, iTunes, good old Google Play, good old RSS. And speaking of iTunes, for all my Apple people out there, you can subscribe, rate, and review the podcast right there with your Apple device. You can go to samshownation.com. You can check out the Just Talk With Sam podcast. You can give us 5 stars across the board and say whatever you will. Give your feedback. Let your voice be heard. This is the second best way to help out this podcast. But the first best way is to tell a friend. Let them know we out here. Let them know we doing our thing. Name recognition means a lot. And we thank you guys for listening to us this long. We got a few sponsors this week. And we're going to jump into the free funny of this podcast. First sponsor is the good folks at Reebok. Yes! It is, at the sound of my voice, it is June 21st. Meaning, if you are still on your New Year's resolution, I'm happy for you. I'm glad you can do this. I'm glad you didn't give up. And we want to push you forward for all the people. You can get 30% off Reebok's resolution collection. You may want to hurry up because this end date ends January 31st. All the gear that you need, whether that be to get yourself right, to get your workout on, to lose a couple of them LBs, to go through everything that you need to go through to make yourself a new, well-balanced, empowered you. To go through that, if that's your resolution, go ahead and do that. And you can save 30% off their resolution collection. All you got to do is go to samshownation.com. You click that Reebok link, shops you normally would, and that put in the promo code NEWYOU at checkout. That is NEWYOU. At checkout, you will save an additional 30% off the Reebok Resolution Ready Collection with that code NEWYOU at checkout. please go ahead and do that. Maybe you need some sweat, some jogging pants, some sweatpants, some new running shoes. Maybe you want to jump into that CrossFit, UFC. However you need to work it out, they got you covered right there at Reebok. So go to samshownation.com. You click the Reebok link on the current promotions page, and at checkout, put in the promo code NEWYOU. Next sponsor is the good folks at Walmart. Yes, I know when you hear Walmart, you don't want to hear Walmart right now. But Walmart going to help you stock up. Walmart going to help you do your thing. Walmart has handy tips on how to get the job done right. Yeah, it is 2018. And maybe you sitting around the house and like, man, I'll get to that. You need to get to that right now. Whatever that get to that is. They have a ton of everything that you need from home improvement. Whether you need something to cozy up, you know, for this nice cold winter that we got right now. You got a draft in the house. Walmart got you covered. Maybe you want to save on some tools. Maybe you need to organize that garage. They got you covered right there at Walmart. Also, hey, I don't want to be that guy right now. But you said you was going to get this done around the Christmas season, and you didn't do it. So if I know that, I'm pretty sure the people that you love and live with know that too. But Walmart got you covered. Go to SamShowNation.com. You click that Walmart link, and they got everything that you need to get on some of those resolutions, to get on some of the things that you put off for a long time, some of the things you put off towards the Christmas season. Walmart got you covered with everything that you will need, and they have their in-store pickup discount. That means if you go to SamShowNation.com and you go to that promo code link and you hit that Walmart link, you can order whatever you need to order and you can pick it up at your friendly neighborhood Walmart. You can just say, hey, it's me. I did it. I'm picking it up. I personally use it. I have not been in a Walmart more than 10 minutes. I love it. I pick it up. I see my man Keith. I see my man DeMarco. Say what's up. Shake their hand. Hard dap. Pay for my stuff. We out of there. I don't even pay for it. I pay for it online. I just show them the handy dandy receipt when they scan my phone. It's that simple. And on top of that, I get the pickup discount. So please go to SamShowNation.com. You click that Walmart link and shop as you normally would and pick it up at your friendly neighborhood Walmart. And lastly, and certainly not leastly, the granddaddy of them all, Amazon.com. Yes, if you listen to Just Talk with Sam podcast, right there. On the home page and current promotions page at SamShowNation.com, there's an Amazon banner. I want you to click on that Amazon banner and shop as you normally would. Who are we kidding? It's Amazon. You were going to go to Amazon. The internet was made for a few things. Amazon was one of them. Maybe whatever you need. Maybe you're down with Prime. Maybe you're getting a head start on Valentine's Day. Maybe you want to get your books on. Yeah, I do that every January. I jump into my book club. I need to read at least 6 books a year. I don't feel like a dummy. Even with all of my time, I get on Amazon and I do my thing. So I know you guys do it too. So everything that you would need there, only thing we ask you to do is go to SamShowNation.com. You click that Amazon banner, shop as you normally would. It's a good way to help out this podcast, and you're going to get some stuff done. Tell Alexa to do it. Go ahead, go to SamShowNation.com, click that Amazon banner, and shop as you normally would. So here's what we're going to do. We're about to reset these mics. We're going to jump into this podcast. My girl, Stephanie Williams of the Mocha Minutes podcast, is going to call in. We're going to jump into it, and I will see you guys in about 90 seconds. This is Just Talk with Sam podcast, y'all. Just Talk with Sam podcast. Just put your name on it. If you don't talk about it, be a pop. I don't know this till like right now.
Seriously.
iTunes, y'all.
But it's obvious, if y'all just listen, we never write this out.
Hey guys, oh man, we're back, man. While we're getting ready for my girl Stephanie Williams of the Mocha Menace podcast to call in this podcast, I want to jump into it. I know I'm a little hyped right now. I've been kind of taking it easy, but at the same time, I did get a chance to see a pretty good concert. Oh, before I jump into that, stuff in the news, it is kind of sad that this happened. It is very sad that this happened. But Dolores O'Riordan of the Cranberries passed on. Timely death at 46. Now you're like, Sam, man, I thought this podcast was down with the culture. I thought you was Cranberries. What's up with that? Let me break down the Cranberries. Like, the Cranberries was a song. I grew up in the 90s. So if you were in any movie, they were a big deal. If you were in a movie and you were a female lead character and everything starts to turn your way or starts to turn in your favor, a Cranberry song would play. You can set your watch to it. Now, a lot of people, I mean, like, they're known for Linger, they're known for Zombie, my favorite, Dreams. Dreams was like the major culprit of that happening. That was the song, like, they had ready. I don't care if it was a TV show, I don't care if it was a movie, if you are a female lead and things start to turn your way, Cranberries are play. And it's sad, man, because Cranberries, Dolores passing, it was very sad because, like, they were coming up on celebrating 20 years as a band together, and they were in the studio coming out with an album to commemorate the 20 years of the world having the Cranberries. I don't remember seeing them live. I know as a long time ago, I was a music manager at a record store at Media Play. Meaning, well, record store is like knockoff Best Buy, pretty much. And the job sucked. It was any retail job. It was not the greatest. Not what you call home to. It's not, by no means did you go to school for this. But, like, I know this is crude, but I used to have my lunch break, and what we used to have this. You used to have a machine, and it plays pretty much the top hits of the day. And every now and then, it would play a what we call a catalog hit, just something that wasn't in the top, but it was a good song that everybody liked at one point in time. So in that same machine, I would grow to despise Rihanna's song Ponder Replay, because every 52 minutes Ponder Replay played. But usually, if I was good, if it catch me on a good day, My lunch break would start. The Cranberries' Dream would play, and they used to have this bomb ass sub shop next door. So as I bit into my chicken bacon cheddar sub, I would hear the Cranberries' Dreams, and it made me feel good for like that brief moment when I went to that shitty job. And then obviously the song was over. I would eat my sandwich, and I'm back to reality. That is a very positive memory. And every time, along other things, when the Cranberries' Dream play, I will always finally remember that. Dolores O'Riordan, you will be missed. Wow, we're starting off this podcast a little dreary. A little sad news up front. People dying. What else happened in the news? Alright, look, I want to talk about the NFL and the NBA, but, oh, news! Why am I here by myself? I just realized that. The reason I'm here by myself, I know you like, well, last week you did this thing, you was by yourself. It was kind of like a reflection thing because of your 400 episode. Then you went off to go talk to Jimmy Pardo. Another reason I'm here by myself is Natasha is because she, oh my God, her voice is shot. Like, she wanted to be on this podcast, and I just said, no, thank you. Whatever she got. Whatever she got, it is hitting her hard. Oh, man. She said, essentially, Tasha sounds like Danny Glover. Like, getting too old for this shit. Like, that's, she opens with that. That's a good day. So, like, while she is medicating and NyQuiling and doing all that just to get herself back in shape, we felt it would be very, very wise. She didn't spread it. She didn't come anywhere near me or these goddamn microphones. Executive decision. So you got to deal with me solo dolo yet again. But like I said, Stephanie Williams of the Mocha Minutes Podcast will be calling in. And we're going to jump into the whole Aziz Ansari thing. Mainly because of speaking of news of what I said last week. Last week, I got a little hype. I was talking about the Golden Globes. I take a slight weight diss. My man Aziz Ansari. Now, I said that without being knowledgeable about it. And then social media being what it is, they said, oh, you shouldn't make fun of this. You shouldn't. And the joke was simple. The Me Too movement totally messed up when they started making uniforms. Yeah, I thought it was funny. I stand by my joke. I still think it's funny. But at the same token, there's a lot of pissed off people. And then it turned into a thing. And then I start looking inward. And then I start reading more about the Aziz Ansari thing. And then, oh, I see my phone. I see my phone. Actually, let's jump into it. My girl, Stephanie Sunshine Williams of the Mocha Minutes Podcast. Here you go. We just jump right into this all over again. Hello, Stephanie?
Hello.
All right, we straighten that out. I'm glad you calling. But before we get into this, before we jump into it, I respect your work. We don't jump all into all of that stuff. We recording right now.
Okay.
I don't want to bum rush you. I got one question.
Yep.
Is Baltimore in the motherfucking house?
It absolutely is.
I don't think you heard me. Is B-Mo in the motherfucking house?
Absolutely. Wait a minute. Hold up. What side are you talking about?
I don't know. I'm from Detroit. I just know who I'm talking to.
I was about to say. I'm like, I'm East Baltimore.
Okay.
If somebody from West, they be like, it's West. It's the whole Baltimore.
I don't know the rules.
You don't know the rules? I'm going to need you to do some research.
I saw the wire. Is that good enough?
No. Okay. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. I'm going to give them a little soapbox about the wire.
Go ahead.
The Wire is about West Baltimore, but it was filmed in East Baltimore.
Once again, out of five seasons, no one brought that up at all. I feel your pain. We got 8 Mile, and that's about it. Everyone just believes Detroit is separated by Eminem and Mekhi Phifer beefing. That's just how I get it. City stereotypes, but I'm glad you calling. The reason you calling is because, I mean, I listen to your stuff. I rock with you. Actually, get it out there right now. All your social media, your podcast, please get it out. This is all you right now. This is Stephanie Sunshine Williams right here. The SSW.
Yep. Well, I'm Stephanie. I'm the host of the Mocha Minutes podcast. Mocha Minutes is my handle for Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, so please reach out to me there. It's pretty simple. I'm like, just Mocha Minutes. I have to say minutes with an S because some people put Mocha Minute, and I'm like, wait, I give several minutes.
Okay.
I don't just give one.
60 last time I checked.
Sometimes you got to do 60 because, you know.
Oh, trust me, I know.
It's getting real. And I'm like, I can't do 30 minutes. I wish I could be one of those podcasters that could do like a 30-minute show. I can't do it.
I know the feeling. I have yet to do a 30-minute show because I can't shut up. And we here because we just celebrated 400 episodes and owned said 400 episode before I went out, chill with my man Jimmy Pardo, and we talked about Tom Hanks peeing in movies. And Before we got into that, you know, I talked about that Golden Globes. See, Lord, because of the Golden Globes, and this is why you're here, because I like you, because you're woke, you know your stuff. I'm partially woke. I'm there, but, like, I can't get too woke. I don't know the line between woke and conspiracy theorists. I don't know the line.
I can't go to conspiracy theorists. I'm like, nah, they're too woke.
But
they're so woke they won't take jokes. I'm like, no, I can still take jokes and be woke.
And yeah, speaking of jokes, I made a joke on that podcast. Is because I took a jab because I am a black cisgender male. Mm-hmm. And the jab I took at the Me Too movement, when I kind of made slight weight diss Aziz, and I like Aziz, but the slight weight diss I made on that podcast, and I thought it was a throwaway joke. I said the only problem the Me Too movement made is they got a uniform. Stop, you know, don't tell me the uniform before y'all do it. It's all black, and if you, the more black you got, the more down with the movement you are, and you got to get one of them pins. The biggest you pin, that means you really down with the Me Too movement. And I saw Aziz with the black on black on black with the biggest fucking pin I've seen. And then the story about Aziz came out, and I was like, I knew it, but I like Aziz. And then I researched it, and I was like, I don't know how to feel about this because I have been in the Aziz Ansari world. And then I listen to your podcast. And then you're like, nah, I'm all fucked up. I don't know what to believe. Because I have been Aziz for so long. Like, I got the ring, now I'm married. Yeah, I rocked the ring and all that stuff. But when I was out there, let me tell you, Stephanie, when I was out there, I'm talking late 90s, early 2000, when I was just doing my thing. I was Donald Glover before it came cool. I was Blurred. You know, I was the guy in the back reading a comic book. But and like before really, if I was out there today, I would be Woke Bay. I would be that guy. So that's why I feel Aziz, because I have been in that moment. And when I read I read the article, not going to read the whole thing, but I read the article from her point of view, and I'm like, other than like some moves he learned from Pornhub, something like that, it was all good. It was like, he got a little hype. He got hype.
Oh boy.
But, alright, now, saying this online, especially after the Me Too movement joke, a lot of people felt like they needed to talk to me. A lot of DMs this week. So please, Miss Williams, educate me on what happened. And I will retort, but you educate me, please.
So here's the thing about Aziz. Aziz has been woke bae for quite a while. He called himself a feminist. He wrote a whole ass book.
I remember.
On modern dating and how he fashioned himself an expert on nonverbal cues, which is the most important thing.
Okay.
Nonverbal cues speak louder than verbal cues. If somebody is pushing your hand away or trying to shift away from you or literally moving away from you, then sticking your fingers down my throat is probably not the best thing for you to do.
I can defend now, that, but I hear you.
Yeah, it's like, it's probably not the best thing. And I think when I read the article, I had to check my privilege because I looked at it and went, at first glance, you want to go, why didn't you just leave? But as a woman at 22, you don't know all that at 22. I know that at 36. It's like, no, you should just leave. 22, you're not that smart.
Once again, I don't put a pin in that. You teaching me. Go ahead.
Right. But I say that in a bit. Not saying that she's stupid, because she's not. But I think those are dating nuances that you learn. And if, you know, you don't feel comfortable in the situation, you should just leave. And a lot of times, and some guys don't realize this, they treat no like a negotiation. Like, she says no, or said, I don't want to do that. Oh, well, let me go at her a different way. It's still no. She said no. She gave you no. But you still want to act like it's a negotiation too.
But he stopped. That's where I'm confused. Like, every time she said no, verbally said no, he was like, all right, let's put on our clothes, let's get on the couch. And I'm like, that's where I'm getting confused, because I'm like, all right, what's the problem? Here's how I look at it after reading this. Maybe the thing that get me the most is the nonverbal cues. Is because growing up, when I was out there, remember, this is a little over a decade ago, when I was out there, I was 130 some odd pounds with astigmatism, just out there playing the field. Like I said, blurred.
Astigmatism. Blurred it up.
Yeah, oh, big time.
Blurred heavy.
Blurred heavy. I didn't get a lot of nonverbal cues. I got a lot of, I got a lot of outspoken people who went out of their way to let me know,
no.
Hell
no. No.
I got a lot of those. And the only nonverbal cue I would like to say I got the flinch move where you ball up the fish and you flinch. I think that is that is as far as the nonverbal cue, because like Aziz, like I said, I model myself after Aziz because I have been in his situation where you get mixed signals. Here's the signals I got. And maybe this is generational, and I'm not faulting her on that. But when you grow up, like you said, Baltimore, in the house, Detroit, in the house, every woman I've ever talked to had that conversation at any given time. Get the fuck up out. You could be mid-stroke. Nah, this ain't feeling all right. We good. And when he said he stopped, I'm like, okay, you stopped. And you wasn't feeling comfortable, but you still over there. So that's where look, I understand my ignorance, but that's where I'm like, why? But you gave him head. And then like she said, like they reciprocated on each other. It was, and then she said after
head, let's speak on the head part.
Okay. Okay.
So there are some times when women do this, so you'll leave us alone. Like, if I just give him head, maybe he'll just leave me alone.
I have never been a recipient of that.
I'm not saying that you are, but there are women that go, if I do this, maybe he'll leave me alone.
That was always like the other way. Like, vaginal penetration, just regular vaginal sex was like on the table first. You had the fucking Johnny Cochran some head. Like, you had to negotiate like a book.
This is a new generation, bruh.
It is flipped. That's where I'm confused. I'm just kind of like, how the hell did he do that? I'm looking at Aziz like, he didn't threaten her. He didn't say, he didn't. And I'm looking at Aziz. You could punt Aziz. So I'm like, it ain't like he was on some Harvey Weinstein. Here's how I look at it. All of it in total. When I look at a cat like Harvey Weinstein, and I look at a cat like Louis C.K., I don't know that dude. But after the Louis C.K. thing, I went on my podcast. I said, we interviewed Louis C.K. He ain't tried nothing with me. And quite honestly, I think he gonna be back because he owned up to it.
Nobody gets canceled. Nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody gets canceled.
NERD. No one ever really does. I get that.
Nobody does. He will be just fine.
He got to go to fame jail. He got to do his bid. He going to do his bid in fame jail, and he going to be back. Harvey Weinstein, he going to do a harder bid than Louis in my eyes. But if you treat these all the same, because when I see Aziz, here's what I see. I see Tom Haverford from Parks and Rec. That's who I see. I see Treat Yourself with Donna. That version of Aziz. Master of None. I rocks with Master of None. I've watched both seasons. Unapologetically. watch both sets, and I'm like, I don't know this motherfucker. Like, the Master of None disease, I'm rocking with him because of the work you did as Tom Halford. Or, if you remember, Human Giant. Now that's for my blurbs out there. If you remember Human Giant, you own some blurred shit. You was with me in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
It was him, Rob Riggle, Tyler the Creator, a couple other folks. Oh, yeah. Blurred City. But, like, when I see this, I'm like, this was a date. It was all consensual, but it was the nonverbal cues that bugged me, because I'm just kind of like, if you was bold enough, and like I said, it's generational. If you bold enough to do something and say, like, slight weight diss, like, you guys are all the same. Where the fuck was that? Where was the verbal? And that's why I'm just kind of like, I don't understand, because it seemed to me, and I'm only saying this is why you here, keep in mind, open mind, it seemed like a hit job, because when I read it like three times, she said, the only reason I reached out is because of the damn uniform, because he had on the black tuxedo with the black shirt and the Time's Up pin. This is the only reason this young lady felt compelled to come out. So that you see how it's all circular. See how it's all meeting. I was like, there you go. That's that uniform.
So when all the stuff came out with Louis C.K., it came out like a few months ago, but I had heard about Louis C.K. a couple years ago. So that wasn't new to me. And then, Z's kind of spoke on it, and I'm sitting here like, you know what? If your friend is a creepy ass dude, shutting the fuck up is free.
Okay.
Don't you say anything. It's like, you don't have to sit here and defend him. And then there were like little rumblings like, wait till y'all hear about what happens with Aziz. I'm like, wait, what do you mean? You mean the male feminist? Which always strikes me as weird. Always strikes me as weird when guys say they're feminist. I'm like,
should have that, because look, I here's how, and I will say this only because I was given the green light by my girl Alexa. She shows up on the podcast periodically, and I was like, what is feminism? She said feminism is two things. It is a woman's right to choose what she wants to do with her life, period, point blank, and equality. And I was like, oh, cool, I'm down with that. So does that make me a feminist? I was given the blessing by one of yours. She said, yeah. I said, cool, I'm a feminist. That's how I look at it. So when Aziz wrote the book, I'm like, oh, shit, he got the same blessing I did. All right, this is where you tell me I'm wrong.
I'm not going to tell you you're wrong. This is not about a right and wrong. If you believe in the ideas and the ideals of feminism, then I will give you that. But it's interesting when guys like go full on, I'm a male feminist, and then you find out some trashy behavior from their past, and they just kind of go, well, I mean, I was young, or this is just the past, or, you know, I make mistakes and I'm human. It's like, it's never, for me, and in my experience, it's never a good thing when I see guys say, I'm a feminist. I'm like, are you really?
I would like to believe if I stick to those standards, yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like, I think that's the other thing with, like, allyship. It's like, you can be an ally, but just know how much work that really, really is.
Yeah, I get that.
That doesn't mean you, if you say you're a feminist, talking to women about feminism. It's you talking to men about feminism and being prepared for that flack, because you're going to get it. You're going to be called a simp. You're going to be out here like, oh, you just, simping for pussy. That's the only reason why you're saying all this. Not that you actually believe it, but you're just trying to get some pussy. You just out here pimping. No, you don't believe that shit.
Once again, back to my uniform comment. That started this shit. Because I believe that. I believe, like, if you can't take the heat, don't call yourself that. Don't wear the uniform. Mm-hmm. Don't do all of that. Or don't use it for your own advantage. Me, personally, I believe in equality. I guess, mm-hmm. in your definition, it makes me an ally.
Yeah.
Okay. So now that I realize what I am, this is all new to me. Like, yes. I believe... this. Once again, this is why you're here. You're teaching me. Like, this is why I'm here. Another thing I didn't like about, she called herself Grace, about this, is because me personally, I know I ain't out there in the field no more, but I'm just like, damn, it's like, consent ain't enough? Like I'm looking at Aziz, because here's where it boggles my mind. It's a little thing and it's a big thing. The little thing is, man, she sucked your dick and that wasn't enough? And... because you had to consent. And then it was two statements where I was just like, I don't know how to deal with these new motherfuckers right here. She said, coercion is not consent. And I'm like, I don't, my mind melted because coercion.
With your brain seeping out of your ears like, wait.
Yes.
Wait. Were you Mr. Crab and like your background was like,
all of it.
Like, what's going on? What do you mean?
It was like, you know, it was that scene from like The Sixth Sense where they told him he was dead the whole time. that's what I was feeling. Because I said, coercion is not consent. Coercion, that's just plain goddamn negotiation. Like,
exactly.
And I'm like, game ain't consent? Do you know how many hours I've worked into? All right, look. I know I don't look like Shamar Moore, but... and like, I come in the game with that. I'm walking in the negotiating bedroom like, okay, here we go. I am not in the top five you wanted to be with tonight. I got that. I'm opening with coercion. Like, that's just like, I have to use game to validate me. Because
it's not to validate us.
Exactly. I'm sorry. I'm not Idris Elba. I can't just walk in a room. So I'm walking in there.
Tell you something.
Like, I am not Idris Elba. Like, I would love to not talk and just have things walk to me. No, but I am not Idris. So I gotta sit down. I gotta have like a... We gotta sit down. We are going to have a conversation. A consent conversation. Oh, are we kidding? Negotiation of what I can and can't do that night. And the second thing that got me is about this whole thing, I'm like, where the oxymoron come in, if this is gonna be the case, where I believe that's why you're here, that you, this woman did damage to the Me Too movement, is that I want to believe, and I have a lot of strong women in my life, like, I don't want to believe in when shit goes down, you guys put your hair in pigtails and just say, gosh, shucks, you should have done this. And like, you guys are too strong to be perpetual victims. And by you saying, like, he should have just known, and to some degree, and I'm quoting, because you can get me for this one, Aziz got to be some sort of a mind reader, and you're shooting mixed signals, and, like, I'm just kind of like, I'm down with punching him in the chest and just walking out of there. But at the same time, you can't be a victim and can't be a hero at the same time. Which one are you? Are you a hero for being a victim? But, and I'm looking at guys like Weinstein and the list, and like just the list going down. I'm like, Aziz, he didn't try to punk you with nothing. If anything, he was just guilty. He didn't Kevin Spacey your ass. He didn't even Brett Ratner you. At least Louis, you know, and whenever we talk about coercion, he should have stopped jerking off. Like when they said they uncomfortable. But he said it as a joke. Once again, coercion, that's game. He's a comedian. It should have came with the territory. I'm not victim blaming. But at the same time, when he started doing something, when you blocking someone's exit, yeah, Louis, we slap your hand for that. You got to do your bid in Fame Jail. Now I'm looking at Aziz, a guy who literally wrote the book on this. In this same problem, that's where I'm just kind of like, all right, I'm confused. I want to believe in your expertise, but at the same time, you're getting mixed signals. So I'm against you and I'm for you. So that's where the confusion is. I don't want to believe that every woman I see is a perpetual victim. And that's so, where, that's where I know I gave you a lot. So go ahead.
No, that's fine. That's totally fine. So first thing is,
yeah, it's a lot. I know.
I don't think this is a perfect situation.
Okay.
Because I think when it comes to the Me Too movement, we are looking for perfect situations. This is not a perfect situation. Because you can look at this situation is multifaceted. Because on one hand, you're like, you should have just left. Or, on the other hand, you go, what? You wrote the book on this. How do you not understand that she does not want to fuck you tonight? It's like, she doesn't want to do this. And I think at the heart of this, when they went out, they weren't on the same page. She was there like, I'm just going to dinner with Aziz, I'm sorry. It's not like she was going to Aziz Washington, the kid from the deli down the street. At this point, he is famous. So he said, oh, let's go back to my place. It's like, okay. I'm like, I get to hang out at Aziz Ansari's house. And the first thing he said out of his mouth, like, where do you want me to fuck you? Whoa, buddy.
Hold on, but even in the article, they was kissing. They was kissing at his door.
But here's the thing about that. That does not guarantee you pussy.
It does not. It is not. Trust me. I have been shut down a few times.
It's like, buddy, that's not what that means. So in this new day and age of, I'm just going to suck his dick and maybe he'll leave me alone, that's kind of the move. That's not my move. But it's like
I'm home with that.
I'm like, that ain't my move, but it's a move. And I understand it. And so, it doesn't damage the Me Too movement because, one, the Me Too movement is not cut and dry. Because at the moment, people are focused on the Me Too movement when it comes to celebrity women being sexually assaulted. Because for every Rose McGowan, there is a Kiki Washington who just had sex with Harvey Weinstein when he event.
Okay.
So it's kind of like, it's not just women being sexually harassed and they're coming out. I'm like, he's been doing this for like 30 years. You honestly think that nobody didn't just have sex with him?
Okay.
It's like, oh, like, you know, they didn't fight it off or value themselves enough to just go, yeah, I'm not going to do this with you and I'm going to say something. Mind you, these women, this happened years ago. He ended careers. I remember, what is her name? She was married to the guy from Nirvana. Courtney Love.
Yeah,
he said this years ago and said, I can't say this, I'll get defamed, but if Harvey Weinstein invites you to a hotel room, don't go. And literally, that was on a Golden Globes red carpet, I believe. You ain't see her after that. That is so real.
There was a few other factors in Courtney Love's life why you didn't see her. Just, well, I'm not victim blaming. She was 100% on that. But there were other factors.
But, you know, the thing about it is like, there have been directors, other actresses who have said stuff about Harvey Weinstein, who have said, he told me not to work with them, and they didn't. Okay. And then all of a sudden the rumor was, oh, they're hard to work with. I heard that rumor, but homegirl surely popped up on Empire, professional as fuck. Okay. You didn't hear nothing off that set saying Courtney Love is horrible to work with.
Okay. That's cool.
So it's like, she definitely has a drug problem, but how many working actresses right now have drug problems?
Oh, and I'm with that. That's not an excuse, that's an addiction. But I and I'm not victim blaming because, I mean, I'm under the guise that, and I'm oversimplifying this big time, but a broken clock is right twice a day.
Right.
So, yeah, she was on them gray skies, but she was right about Harvey Weinstein.
Right, and the thing about it's like, what's his name, Seth MacFarlane, he made an open joke about that years ago.
I remember that.
And it was just like, wait a minute, y'all have been joking about this for years. It was a joke. And it was like, wait a minute, how are y'all joking about this? Wait a minute, this is real? There's always truth in jest. There's always truth in it. It may be a little bit of truth, maybe a lot of truth, but it's some truth in a joke.
But that's why I, and I know this, maybe because I'm a fanboy, maybe because I'm being loyal, he was on my show. I don't know where my head is with the Louis C.K. thing. Excuse me, the comedian who makes jerk-off jokes, at least three is special. I've counted. He's made, it's hard to watch. At least three is special. You like, it's hard to watch now in retrospect, but the guy who made jokes about jerking off got caught jerking off. That's why I'm just kind of like, that doesn't make it less creepy, but that should have been a thing. That should have been like, oh yeah, at best, oh yeah. You know, like, that's how you get down. Nah, I'm glad you educated me. I ate up a lot of time. You are totally welcome back on this podcast. I could almost tell you where you're coming back, because we got to do Sit Your Ass Down. I got to talk about Monique. Like, I can tell you what you got. You probably be back next week.
Oh, I'll be back.
Yeah, because...
Lord have mercy.
Because...
She's a hometown girl, okay?
Hey. Look, it's
but
a...
I will leave you with this joke. Oprah said I can't talk to her. So, I mean, I don't know what y'all doing. I don't know what y'all trying to get me in trouble with. I don't want Oprah blackballing me either. So, I can't talk to her.
All right. I'm... You Stephanie, you know how my show get down. I don't just hand sit your ass downs just willy nilly. There's a reason behind they sitting their ass down this week. And for a guy who's talked to Oprah twice, don't flatter yourself. Both times, gotta be under 30 seconds. Gotta be. Like, I'm being generous by saying a 5-minute conversation. Combined, both times were under 30 seconds. I can almost see your point, because Oprah talked to anybody. If she talking to me and don't want to talk to Monique, it ain't smoke without fire. I will get into that with Sit Your Ass Down, but I would be doing you a disservice if I didn't let you push your podcast one more time. Thank you for waking us up. You coming back. I'm almost certain you're coming back, because I'm going to say some shit. But please, go on one more time.
I am Stephanie. I'm the host of the Mocha Minutes podcast. It is a weekly podcast. You can find me on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. You can reach out to me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Mocha Minutes on all three of those. It has been a pleasure, sir.
Thank you so much, Stephanie.
Alrighty.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Yeah, that was my girl, Stephanie Sunshine Williams. Please check out the Mocha Minutes podcast. I mean, I learned a lot. I learned that I'm an ally, not a feminist. I learned that she's just cool people, man. It's the best way I could put it. New old friends, man. She's awesome. And she will be back, because I'm pretty sure I'm going to say something. I'm going to do something again that drew her to like a moth to a flame. Like, this is why I'm glad I rocks with people like her, because I'm pretty sure I'm going to do something again. But speaking of that doing something, we do this every week. We get into it. We get hype. We going to that special segment. We don't mean this to bully. We don't mean this to belittle. We just going to jump into it. This week's Sit Your Ass Down.
Sit your ass down.
Sit your ass down. Sit your $5 ass down before I make
it.
And sit your ass down.
Yes! That magical time every week where we gotta sit down, reassess. Sometimes some people get lost in the sauce. Some people start feeling it. Some people speak out of turn. Some people just know they did wrong, and we gotta tap them on the shoulder. And we gotta say, hey, excuse me, miss, hey, Excuse me, sir, guys, please, for me, you, everybody else, let's sit y'all ass down. We got two this week. The one that's set, now I hinted towards one, and we'll get to that in a minute, but the one that struck me as a little, why would you do this? This week's first sit your ass down, go to Sports Illustrated. Yes! You like Sam! You like Sports Illustrated. You down with sports? What could Sports Illustrated possibly have done this week? It was pretty much a quiet news week, if you want to be honest. Well, I'll tell you what happened. Sports Illustrated. Now, every year this happens. The president had to take a physical. Our current guy in office. Okay, I can't call Trump that. Our current guy in office had to take medical tests. And to prove his physical fitness and possibly mental, whatever. Just to prove that he's okay. My man passed with flying colors. Then the good folks at Sports Illustrated said, based off his medical tests, Trump would most likely fit the bill of a NFL linebacker or NFL tight end. Then, because of President Trump's weight and height, he will easily, and I underscore that, easily be compared to Latavius Murray of the Minnesota Vikings. Now, I don't know if the people at Sports Illustrated, I don't know what they're seeing, but I've seen Latavius Murray. My YouTube people, if you look at the screen, we got side by side Latavius Murray versus Donald Trump. Night and day difference. But for some reason, they feel as though that the man on the left looks like the man on the right. Come on. Look, man, I don't know if y'all trying to sell books. I don't know if y'all trying to do some shock shit. Sports Illustrated, just ignoring sight at this point. For me, you, the crew, the readers, let's sit y'all ass down. The next sit your ass down, and I'm pretty sure my girl Stephanie, if you're listening, I apologize if you feel some type of way and you come back for this, because this your girl, your hometown. I alluded to this earlier in the podcast. To sit your ass down, go to Monique. Yes, the comedian, Monique. Because here's the story. Monique calls for a Netflix boycott, citing gender and color bias. The Oscar-winning actress claimed in an Instagram video that she had a Netflix offered her $500,000 deal for a comedy special, while other comedians such as Amy Schumer and Dave Chappelle received $13 million, citing Chris Rock's reportedly massive $20 million Netflix comedy special deal. Now, here's why I'm gonna break this down. Now, a lot of people say, like, hey, Sam, you saw the video, maybe she got a point. No, she don't. And this is why she needs to sit her ass down. Point number one. Alright, I understand you just had the blackball thing. I understand that the reason we probably haven't seen you out there. Alright, let's do this. Netflix is a private company. Netflix, they give specials. Quite honestly, they give specials just about anybody. However, you say color and gender bias. Well, you can't say gender and then compare yourself to Amy Schumer. Last time I checked, both of you guys are female. And then you can't say color because the people you compared yourself to are black. Dave Chappelle, last time I checked, black guy. Chris Rock, still black. Then you talk about, you got shortchange. $500,000 versus what they got. First of all, you don't ever count nobody's pockets. You don't know what they did there. But I don't work at Netflix. I can tell you why they got that deal. They got that deal is because, let's take Amy Schumer. At the time of her special, she was coming off the heels of two multi major blockbuster movies, coming off a tour where she sold the Garden several times. She came to Baltimore, she came to Detroit. I know this because I was there. She Joe Louis Arena. It was actually one of the last comedy shows of Joe Louis Arena. It was a big deal. Joe Louis Arena holds roughly 60,000 people. And all of those, I know my ticket was about 50 some a pop. So 60,000 times $50 a pop, and I was kind of mid-level. So if you, I only imagine if it was close, you cost more. You could write the math yourself. You could do the math. That's one show. Now, what's interesting about this, the reason I bring this up, not because they had success or they was in the public eye or all of this stuff, is because, well, yeah, they were. And we talk about working, you talk about the blackball thing. Amy coming off two movies, Dave Chappelle can sell out wherever he go. He pops up, he showed up, he was here. Chris Rock coming off a massively successful tour, the Blackout Tour. Now, and producing a bunch of movies and all this. That's not the point. The point I'm making is, with Monique, the last time we saw you on the screen, as far as a movie, was 2016, almost Christmas. And I think on TV it was 2015. That's kind of my point. The reason I'm saying this, and a lot of people may say, oh, I'm being blackballed. She was blackballed by Oprah. She was blackballed by my man Run Empire, Lee Daniels. I couldn't think of his name for a second. The reason you need to sit your ass down is because, along with all of these, another reason is, one of the things we have on this podcast, we have a lot of stand-up comedians. I love stand-ups. I mean, I will fight for stand-ups before I do any other TV. I respect the hell out of them. And every stand-up who's ever on TV, but let alone on this podcast, on this very podcast, you could go back, you could listen, they all say the same thing. And that thing they said was, if everything goes away, I can still get on the stage and I can still do my act. Now, we just talked about three comedians who got Netflix specials after their tours. And I did your history. I went through that Instagram. I went through, because I don't want to come off half-cocked. I went through your Twitter. The last time you performed stand-up was at Foxwoods Casino, November 21st, 2015. So these cats at Netflix kind of did you a favor. They gave you $500,000 based on your name alone. And then on top of that, Cat Williams just got a special too. I don't know how much he got paid, but he ain't bitching because he just did a stand-up tour that led to the special. Last time you got on the stage was 2015. And you had a one-nighter. I take that back. You had a one-nighter. They call it one-nighter because you do it one time. It was at the Improv in Los Angeles, October 10th, 2017. So we're talking two one-nighters. And these cats that you compare yourselves just did tours for. That means you ain't even got the material. And last time I checked, you was on, I looked at Def Jam 25. I don't remember seeing Monique. And you was a Def Jam comic. So I'm starting to believe the hype that you are not cool to work with. This your home, Def Jam. But then you want the same as, no, I think you need to sit your ass down. Because you want what they got, but you're not willing to put up the work for it. And then you ask for the black people to stand up for you. Don't be down with the culture when it's benefiting your pockets. And then you fade away. Look, you say this thing is about your resume. I'm with that. It's about what you did. To some degree, I'm with that. But if you ain't doing nothing, nah. Hey, if I cured cancer 18 years ago, but I'm applying for a job as a surgeon, nah, they probably gonna ask what you've been doing for the last 18 years. So Monique, for me, and this hurt, for me, you, everybody else, Monique, please, sit your ass down. Now I want to get, alright, I'm done with sit your ass down, but I want to give a little personal note with Monique on this one. A long time ago, back in 2006, 7, a while ago, Monique had a radio show. And it was her and Rodney Perry. It was alright, but they used to do stops, and Detroit was a syndicated market. And I had, they was only here for the day. I think they were based out of LA. Oh, excuse me, New York, if I'm not mistaken. New York or LA. I know it was one of those. It was very coastal. But when you do a show in town, you go to that local radio station, you do your show there. And I got a chance to meet Rodney Perry, and I got a chance to meet Monique. And if you listen, if you was on that fateful day, you got a chance to hear my voice on the radio, Mix 92.3. Yes. Did I work at Mix 92.3? No. I was just a loudmouth who kind of worked his way into a weird situation. And even at that moment, she was cool. She was nice. I disagreed with her for my little segment that I was there. Trust me, I wasn't there more than 10 minutes just to push whatever I was pushing. And we got a chance to chop it up. And I disagreed with her on mic. I remember that. And I remember her giving me a look like, oh, this is my show. Not in a bad way. It was like, it's my show. You agree with everything I say. And I was like, no, I can't do that and look myself in the mirror. But it wasn't she said that. It was the look I was given because I was disagreeing with her. And it was like, thank you, goodbye. Does that make you difficult? No. But I say this because I've had personal experience. And if that feeling I got grew over time, I kind of see the point that people are making. But at the same time, maybe I get hyped. So maybe, you know, dozen in one hand, half dozen in the other. All I'm getting at is this. You left the thing that you love. Stand up. Period, point blank, man. So please, sit your ass down. Wow. Oh, I don't know if I ever told that story on this podcast. So that's pretty much I got for this edition of the podcast. As always, everything revolving around the Just Talk with Sam podcast can be found at samshownation.com. I want to thank my guest, the lovely Stephanie Williams of the Mocha Minutes podcast, for chopping it up with your boy. Yes, Baltimore was in the building. It was in the building. Probably be back in the building because I know that's her girl, Monique. Baltimore was in the house. We talked about Monique. Everything related to the podcast, you can hit up the podcast at Just Talk With Sam on Facebook and Instagram. Just Talk With Sam. No G in talking. Just Talk With Sam. You can hit us up at justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. No G in talking. Just Talk With Sam. And everything else can be found at samshownation.com. I can be found personally on Twitter, SamShow11. And I will talk to you guys next week.